All right, everyone. Class dismissed. I expect those reports on my desk by Monday. Have a good weekend. Oh, well, if it isn't my favorite student. Did you have some questions about today's lesson on lightning spells? I hope I wasn't too enthusiastic. It is my specialty, you know? Of course you know that. Come, walk with me. I'm off to the library to help organize a few things after hours. Certainly, you can carry some of the tomes if you'd like. It's nice to have such a strong young man to help me. Well, controlling the current in your body can be quite challenging at times. I don't expect students to get it immediately. I know a few did have a little accident today, but you were quite proficient. I was a little impressed, you know. I always enjoy seeing a student use their hands in such talented ways. You've been working so hard. It shows. You passed the last test with flying colors, or flying sparks, I suppose. It put a smile on my face seeing you do so well. I do enjoy having you in the library so often. I see the little things you do around there. Putting a book away here, returning a book of others there. It takes a little stress off my shoulders to know there's a mystery helper keeping things in shape for me. Of course I notice. I keep a close eye on students I like. Are you saying you didn't want me to see you doing all these little favors? You're so humble. There's no need to be. I reward such good behavior, you know. Now, what is it you wanted to ask me? This is the library, after all, so once we enter, we'll have to be nice and quiet. Help me? Well, I do have to spend quite a bit of time organizing all the tomes left about by those naughty students. I may be able to whisk the books around to their little homes with a swish of my finger, but it does wear on me after a while. I can't say no to you. I'd love if you helped me. It makes a woman feel appreciated to know there are nice young men within these halls. Let's go in, shall we? I'll point out the areas I need help with, and if you need anything at all, don't hesitate to ask, okay? That's a good boy. Be quiet now. Oh my, you work very quickly. You aren't working too hard on account of little old me, are you? So modest. I see how hard you've been working. Are you looking to scoot on home? You're such a sweetheart, you know. If I knew any better, I think you're looking to earn a better grade in my class. I'm just teasing, cutie. I know you aren't like that. Come help me with my side now that you're finished then. Seems like there are just a few more students left. We might just finish before they leave, which is nice. Wait a minute. The tomes here are all gone. What happened? Did you do this? Oh, you sneaky little darling. Did you put them away while I took a couple of books to my office? Well, that means we're all finished, aren't we? I suppose we just have to wait until the rest of the students go back to their quarters. And just a little while until the library officially closes. Do you want to keep me company? I thought so. After all, you're such a good little helper. I think you deserve a gift, don't you? Well, I had a little something in mind. Come a little over here, to this intimate little alcove. This is where I do my private studies while I'm here. It's quiet and people don't venture here too often, but we still have to be quiet. Is it okay if I'm a little close? I can see you might be, but I thought I'd ask first. Oh, darling, don't worry. It's totally normal to feel that way. I know I'm a little popular among the students. After all, I know your eyes move along my body during class. Well, I'll leave that up to you. You've been such a good boy. joy today. You paid attention in my class. You helped me so much with my library work. Would you like a little help from me to make up for it? Good boy. I know you've been oh so stressed over all this schoolwork, and it's the least I can do. Is this what you like? Oh, that's a definite yes. That's what I like to hear. But be quiet now. I don't want to have to shush you or punish you for being too naughty. Let me just untie these cute robes of yours, and I'll show you how much I appreciate your help. Quiet now. Don't want to alert the others in the library, do you? You'd get us both in trouble, and we wouldn't want that. I think we should have our own little getaway right here. Just you and me. Just enjoy my hands in quiet. They tingle a little bit, don't they? My specialty does pass through my gentle touch at times. Makes it all the more pleasurable. It's almost like a subtle spark, a vibration that soothes you and, oh my, pre-cum already. I don't want us to make a mess, do I? I'll just use my fingers to gently have a taste. You're quite delicious, cutie. I might want a little more if I decide to be a little selfish. This is about you, though. Don't worry, I'll keep stroking and use a bit of my energy to make it tingle a little more just for you. Does that feel better? Feeling my light, wonderful touch up and down your cock. Hard and just so ready for me. It's been a little while since I've made a young man as cute as you come for me. Don't moan too loudly now. Cutie, I mean it. I know it feels wonderful. This is a library. Oh, honey, I know, I'm sorry. Just sit right here in the chair and rest. I didn't want to have to shock you, but you were moaning so loudly. Such a naughty boy. It's okay, it'll wear off soon. Would you like me to keep going? Might help you feel a little better if you can stay quiet for me. I know what might help. I can see your eyes looking down toward my chest, cutie. I know sometimes in class you weren't looking at my somatic work, but the way my robe dips down between my tits, I only let very good boys see them, let alone feel them. Is that something you'd like? Good boy. I knew you'd want them. I'll just open my robes a little, slowly drop them down. Your eyes are hungry. I won't make you wait. I'll just come up real close, get them nice and wet for you, and press my warm, soft tits around your cock. Much better, isn't it? Feeling my tits gently caress your cock like this. You're much more calm now. Stay quiet though. I know you're a little tingly, but I don't want to have to shush you again. Just feel me go up heaven down on you. I want you to feel a lovely release. All that organizing and lifting. You must feel so tired. And I know life here can be a little tense. I want you to feel like you can relax. Just listen to my whispers. Feel me caress and pleasure you. And comfort me. Don't worry about a mess. I'll make sure to get it all. Just let yourself move right to that wonderful edge. And come. That's it. Be a good boy for me. I want you to come. I want to see how much you enjoy my tits. So many students wish they could be here. Wishing they could feel me around their cock. But these are just for you, my good boy. Look into my eyes. Watch me smile up at you, wanting it all. Watch my tits squeeze around this amazing cock. And come. Yes, yes. Come all over my tits. Good boy. Come on. Come all over my tits. Good boy. Oh my. Let me lick all of this up for you. My, my. Your load is very delicious. It makes me want a little more. I'll clean you up a little. You have such a wonderful load. I knew a good boy like you would be this tasty. Are you feeling better? Dress yourself back up. I'll check the library. Seems the last of the students are filing out. I have a couple of things I need to return to my office. Would you care to join me? I'm not done with you just yet. Okay, cutie, come with me. I need to repay you properly.